Hi, everybody. It's so great to be bringing for you this week the tshuva of the week, the Sfar tshuva of the week from Chacham Rav Avadji Yosef. We're going to talk about a topic that we really should talk about more often, and that is the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. That is a mitzvah to add on Shabbat. That we love Shabbat so much, we add on the beginning, we'd add on to the end. We're not in a rush to get rid of it, and we're in a hurry to take it on. We love Shabbat so much, we embrace Shabbat so strong. We learn this from the pasuk that's said in the context of Kippur, that on Kippur it describes that we were supposed to begin the fast on Tish'ah B'Chodesh, that on the ninth of the month. It doesn't really make so much sense. Why would it say that you're supposed to be doing B'Tish'ah L'Chodesh Me'erev Ad Erev Tish'at B'Adchem? What is Tish'ah L'Chodesh? It's supposed to be on the 10th. Why Tish'ah? So we learn from this Gemara, and Rav Masech Rosh Hashanah tells us that we learn from this that you're supposed to add from the Kedushah, that it's not only you observe Kippur on the 10th, but also the 9th as well. How do we know this applies to every Shabbat? Because there's Tishbetu Shabbat Echem. It adds on the Pasuk, the two extra words, Tishbetu for Tishu Shabbat, they have to add extra for Shabbat, Shabbat Echem, that you have to add extra for Yom Tov. So you should always have in mind, you're supposed to add on for Shabbat, and supposed to add on for Yom Tov, both the beginning and the end. So then the question becomes two questions, details about exactly how to do this. Do you have to say it explicitly? Or do you, or is it enough just to think it? So one could infer, Rav Avadji writes in a tshuva that was actually written in 1956. Very interesting tshuva. He writes that he was is on his way out from Yerushalayim, moving to Petach Tikva. That's the first place where he took his job as a dayan after he returned from Mitzrayim to serve in Eretz Yisrael. And here he writes in the tshuva that although you could infer from the Ramah that you actually have to say it explicitly, it's not really necessary. He quotes the Mishnah Berura, quotes in the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, look, we have this rule of mitzvot srichot kavanah. That mitzvot srichot kavanah, that you should have in mind, that you fulfill the mitzvah. It's enough to have it in mind. You have to announce it. Minhag is just, you think, I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyat megillah, the shofar, kiddush, whatever mitzvah you're doing, you have it in mind. You have to say it. Thinking, is it enough? So too, Chacham Avadia thinks that when it comes to mitzvah, Tosefet Shabbat, it's enough just to think that you are accepting Tosefet Shabbat, and that already is considered to be a sufficient acceptance of Shabbat, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Beautiful. Very, very nice. Now the question becomes how long the Tosefet Shabbat has to be. So that already having Yakut Yosef many times, that there's no shi'ur. Tosafot already says there's no shi'ur. And therefore, it can even just be a minute or two. But you should be mindful of this. Not just something that's going to happen automatically. You should be mindful of the beginning and end of every Shabbat, every Yom Tov, that you have the mitzvah in mind of Tosefet Shabbat. You're adding on. You're at the beginning. You're eager to accept the beginning. And you're not so eager to leave it at the end. And you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, both at the beginning and the end of every Shabbat and Yom Tov. Wishing everybody a great week.